Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Cleaning out the freezer, Bob. That's what we're going to do. And I think we got some ideas here on a couple cuts of meat. What's in your freezer that is going to come out and get rid of here soon?
Well, I think because it's that time of year, you kind of slow down on some things, even though I'm like Mr. Drywall these days.
But I've been talking about that for a month. You're not Mr. Drywaller. That job would be done. It's not that big.
It's looking perfect, so I'm taking my time unusually.
That's un-Nurmical like.
Uncharacteristic of me. I tend to work really fast and not worry about the slop. This, I'm being very meticulous.
Why is that? It's because it's your office. Yes, it's not anywhere else in the house, right?
Don't tell my wife, but it's my man cave. I'm calling it my office because I'm hogging up like 400 square feet. But I hope she's not listening.
The vault is right off the office.
It is.
And it's not full of money. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yes, that's right. So I also cleaned out my beer fridge the other day, and I happened to find some Schmoes Kiss My Scottish Arse, which was a thrill because
I got three bottles left.
That is the best Scotch ale I've ever had from our sponsor, Schmoes. And I love Scotch ale, this time of year in particular.
Right.
But right now, since I drank those the other night, we're having a Bell's Lighthearted Ale, which is the two-hearted light beer that they came out with.
Right.
What do you think of that?
You know what? I really enjoy it. I you talked to me about this about a week ago, and I bought a six-pack of this Lighthearted Ale, and I also bought a six-pack of the regular two-hearted ale because I just wanted to see what the difference was. And, you know, one's not going to make that up, so I got to have six.
They're really close.
But they are. They're very close. I really couldn't tell much of a difference.
This is just 3.7 ABV instead of
And it's lighter.
5.7.
Right. It's 5. Lighter 8. That way, but it's also a little less calories. And But as far as the flavor, I really couldn't discern a difference between the two. So if you're looking for a little lighter.
You're not getting robbed.
A little more of a session beer. At the 3.2 alcohol level, too.
So it's time to clean out the freezer, Jop.
Yep.
And I did a little bit of that again this morning, and I pulled a bunch of stuff out. But one of the things you might find, especially if you're a hunter, you might have, I think, anytime I've got venison, I always end up, the last stuff I have left is the roasts.
Right.
Because I'm not as big a fan of venison roast, simply because it's a pretty good sized chunk of meat.
Yep.
And now that everybody's gone.
Is it neck or rump?
Well, there's any one. It doesn't
matter.
Right.
I have
shoulder.
Right. Yep. I had a rump roast. It's the last one I had.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So you're going to find likely that there's some freezer burn on it. So what we want to deal with in this show is taking care of that freezer burn. And, you know, I know people in the past who see freezer burn and they throw the meat out.
Right. Which is not necessary at all.
Huge mistake.
Right.
It's just on the surface. Now, I have a really old, a 50-year-old freezer that my father-in-law gave me when they
bought. That's the ones that don't auto-defrost, right?
Yeah, when they bought their condo.
Right.
And that thing, I know it's not that efficient, but it's gigantic. You could fit three Jimmy Hoffas in that thing.
Right.
And
or one cow.
Yeah, at least.
Right.
A cow and a pig.
You've proven that.
Cow and
not
a hog.
The Hoffa part,
cow
but the cow. Yeah.
So the old ones don't self-defrost. Now, I did notice, I think when I was at Garrett's Appliance, that they also had some freezers that did not have auto-defrost on them.
Right.
That's an option now. And I would highly recommend you get that kind because a defrosting freezer basically has heat strips in the walls, and every couple of days it heats up and melts the ice off and lets it run into the pan. Well, that's what a big cause of your freezer burn is. It warms it up. It makes the outside of the meat that's near those walls slightly thaw, and any moisture that's generated therein causes frost on the outside of that, and it does that enough times that it just burns. It's like a burn. It's like a vinegar burn.
Well, it dries it out. It's condensation. It's sucking the moisture out.
It makes it taste like butt.
Right.
It's
yep,
terrible.
It does. It does. But the thing is you take one of those out, and it's got freezer burn on it. You'll see in a roast, you'll see a little gray on it, maybe, but you can just pale gray, take a sharp knife and just cut that off, and I'd maybe go like a quarter inch below it, just to get it all.
Yep.
But then what you have there is still
the same old meat. So here's what I do when I do it. I'll just let it start thawing a bit so that the outside is starting to get a little bit mushy, and then the inside's still firm, it's much easier to carve it off of there that way.
Right.
And then just wrap the thing back up and set it on the counter or in the fridge or wherever you're going to thaw it. But like those roasts, even if you suspect that it's a little old,
mm-hmm.
it might not be the highest quality, that's a great thing to just chop up for jerky.
Right.
And if you've never made jerky, go to thegrillingguys.com, look up some jerky recipes. There's quite a few of them on there, and there's a ton online if you don't like ours. But I think you'll like ours if you try any one of them. I think they're all really good, and I'm prejudiced. But
right.
But I love jerky.
Yeah.
And then that's a great piece to make for jerky. You don't have to do anything but cut it into strips.
Yep.
And marinate it.
And you really don't have to worry about the grain because there's nope. three or four muscles in
yep.
that roast.
Doesn't matter.
Just cut it up in little quarter-inch thick strips of whatever piece you've got in your hand. And, yeah, you're going to dry those out in a smoker with a little seasoning on them. Now, let me tell you where I went with this, because I did this before deer season, so it might have been like September.
You had to found some last
year's. Yeah, right. I found last year's roast. And what I did was I thawed it out. This one wasn't freezer burn because I vac seal them, right? And it
that
wasn't.
That helps.
Right. It wasn't. And I have a deep freeze that's not auto defrosting. So it was in there. But I cooked it like a pork butt. And I seasoned it on the outside. I put a little yellow mustard to get stuff to stick to it. And then I seasoned it up with just barbecue seasoning. There's many of them out there. I use Billy Bones, their barbecue seasoning. You can get that at Sobey Meats. You can get it a lot of places. But I smoked that thing, and I put because it's lean and it was a little smaller, I put a thermometer, internal temperature, got it to 195 degrees, pulled it, and then I shredded it. And then I made a beef stew / venison stew, roast stew.
Did you wrap it for the rest?
I did. Yeah. It just like a roast for the pork butt, it comes and stalls at about 145, 150, stays there for a while, and then it goes up. When you hit that stall, that's when I wrap it and put it back in there, but I leave the thermometer in it because you don't want it overcooked. Unlike the pork, this was pretty lean, right? So I really didn't want to overcook it. There was no fat cap on it or anything. And I poured a little bit of beef broth in that foil before I wrapped it up tight so that I could keep some moisture in it, because a pork butt will generate its own moisture as it renders. This venison did not. So got it out of there. It was done enough that I could pull it apart. And then it's a different flavor than pork and a different flavor than beef. I tasted it, and it's like, I don't know as I want to eat 7 or 8 pounds of this like I would pulled pork.
So you put some sauce on it?
Well, no. I pulled it apart, and I made a huge pot of, like, stew and used it for the meat in the stew, and then packaged it up and froze those, and I'm still eating those, right?
You know what I find is really nice for venison, because you'll get kind of that iron taste from it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to pepper it with thyme. I'm a thyme freak anyway. Right. But I find that when I put thyme on it, it brings it back to like a stroganoff profile or something, and it gives it a flavor that's it takes care of that little bit of metallic taste you get sometimes from venison that turns people off.
Right, and it does. It's a unique flavor. But anyway, coming up next, we're gonna dive into some chops you might find there. Bob's got something on his show plan called Cuts for Fido, but he doesn't have Zeus anymore. But I've watched Zeus eat some mean cuttings from him. Raw meat. So stick with us. We'll be back. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. You should